So let us go into the Word of God. Now we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. Meanwhile, we groan, longing to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling, because when we are clothed, we will not be found naked. For while we are in this tent, we groan and are burdened, because we do not wish to be unclothed, but to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Verse 5 says, now it is God who has made us for this very purpose and has given us the Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Therefore, we are confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. We live by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. Verse 9. So we make it our goal to please Him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. So, I've been given the task to live by faith, not by sight, which is a very short, but yet effective verse. And so, we're going to take us a little journey tonight. And we're going to try to, well, we definitely will. We're going to cover, I pray, everything that God has placed on my heart. And so, just to begin, our first thing is, this body is temporary. And I say this in such a way, because if we look at verse 1, it says, we know that if this earthly tent we live in is destroyed, immediately it should jump out at you that the tent that he's talking about is our body, number one, and that this body that we have currently right now, well, most of us in this room will know that the day you were born, this body began to age. It began to decay. So immediately we know that this is not going to last forever. It's going to go away. But you know what? The Apostle Paul, he kind of told us this a little earlier. If you look in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, he said that we were, outwardly, we're wasting away. So even then, he was telling us that, you know, this thing, this flesh, this body that we have currently, right now, it's going to be swallowed up by this life. It's going to be swallowed up by this life. And we're not going to be able to carry this around with us forever. The other thing is, I like that way that Apostle Paul puts this. He says, we all know this. And so it kind of jumped on me a little bit. And hopefully this won't kind of confuse anybody, but when I first got saved, you know, I thought that, you know, when we die, you know, we're in the Spirit of God, so we'll just be in the Spirit. You know, that was the end of it, that, you know, I'll be with, you know, Christ, and I'll be in heaven in the Spirit, kind of, you know, celebrating life, you know, with God. And it didn't really soak in for the first few years as a believer, until I really started studying the Word of God. And the Apostle Paul kind of tells us this when we look at the scripture. You know, in verse 2, well, first of all, in verse 1, he says that this earthly tent was going to be destroyed. Then he goes on in verse 2, what does he say? He says, meanwhile, we groan. He says, we groan. Not just him by himself, but we as believers, we groan. You know, when we sit back and we talk about, you know, that final place, that resting place where we want to be, we're not talking about in the ground. We're talking about being at home with the Lord. And so it makes very good sense when he says, we groan, because we all do. As believers, we're looking for that final prize that we're going to get. That final prize is to be at home with the Lord. And so when he says that we groan, it really didn't sink on me when my first few years as a believer that was something that we desired, you know, that we would groan for such a thing, because I'm like, well, man, he's giving me a spirit. I'm good. I'm done. You know, he's going to call me home. And I read something in commentary. Charles Spurgeon said this, by the way, about floating around senselessly in heaven in the spirit. He goes, how serious is that? He says, stop fooling yourself. And I'm serious, y'all. He actually wrote that. And it was in his sermon that this is something that he preached to the congregation. So I was in awe of that. And seeing that made me realize even more that when the Apostle Paul says that we all know this, the moment we responded to the call of God in our lives and salvation began to work in our lives, God gave us his spirit, right? Well, that was just a little something to taste of, because when he gave us his spirit, it gave us the burning desire to want to be in heaven with the Father, to be able to worship him for an eternity. I mean, let's get it right. The other thing that we need to know is this, and we all should know this, that we are strangers here. I like the way it was put to me. It was showed to me that way, that we are strangers here on earth. We are. Go back as far as 1 Peter, where Peter talks about, let me just read the scripture and then I'll elaborate from that. Since you called on a Father who judges each person's work impartially, we live out our time as foreigners here in reverent fear. And of course, he's talking about the Lord. You've all heard that we're just passing through. This is a temporary place for us because we groan to be at home with the Lord. And so Peter says it even here, is that we're foreigners here. This is something we all should know. We should know this. That we are just, we groan to be with the Lord. And this is what causes us to the desire, actually to causes us a great walk of faith, which is where this all started from. And so another point is that we have a future that we are sure of. You heard in verse 5 that God has given us his spirit as a deposit. You only receive his spirit, number one. Me and Russell was talking the other day, and you only receive this spirit because you believe. That's it. You can only receive that spirit if you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He was raised from the grave on the third day and placed at the right hand seat of the Father, given all authority in heaven and in earth. Basically, got to believe it. And because you believe, God says, I'm going to give you a deposit. I'm going to give you my spirit to dwell in you. Why? Because this body is only temporary. And so while we are here struggling in the flesh, he gives us his spirit so that when we began our walk of faith, his spirit will guide us. His spirit will reveal things to us that are of him and not of the world. His spirit would also give us an increase in faith so that we would know and trust in the Lord. When the scripture says we live by faith, that's exactly what it, I mean, Spurgeon put it not as far as preaching from the pulpit. I like what Matthew Henry says. Matthew Henry says, I even have faith in what I'm going to cook for that day. Even having faith in what the Lord is going to lead me into read to today. But putting his faith in everything, trusting in the Lord in everything. When he says that God has deposited his spirit in us, it's so that we can live by that very faith that he has given us. Do know that he does give us faith. It is it not, fruit of the Spirit? And so, 1 John says this, 1 John 3:24. Man, I'm so... Oh, yeah, I did. The one who keeps God's commands live in him and he in them. And this is how we know that he lives in us. We know it by the spirit he gave us. So here's a little sidebar for you real quick because we're going to probably get to the... Yeah, we'll definitely get to it. He put his spirit in us so that we will obey him. He put his spirit in us so that we wouldn't have any problems following him. That's what he put his spirit in us for. And what does it say again in John, in 1 John 3:24? It says, to the ones who keep God's commands lives in him and he in them. His commands, we're given the knowledge of his commands through his spirit. Through his spirit. So when we all know this, I'm sorry, when we are sure of the future of our future, it's because God has given us this deposit, his spirit. His spirit causes us to be obedient. You students always hear me talk about that. But that's because his spirit dwells in us. Because his spirit dwells in us, it makes us earnestly seek after the Lord. Why? Because he wants us to be obedient to his commands. Now, of course, in this room tonight, many of us have spent a lot of time in scripture, so I'm not just talking about the Ten Commandments here, but I am talking about everything that Jesus Christ has laid down for us in the New Testament, as well as the things that are given to us in the Old Testament. And so, it's not a little bit of stuff, it's a lot of stuff. But God expects us, because he gives us that deposit of his spirit, so that we can be obedient to his commands. You know, in verse 6 and 7, he says that we are confident. And the reason why we're confident is because God has given us his spirit. He says, aren't you confident? Because when God fills us with his spirit, he does kind of give you that little bit of boldness that when we go to scripture and scripture comes alive in our life, and Mark will tell you that I'm like, man, I can't believe it today. You know, I've seen the scripture just come alive. I've been just studying it and just seeing it come alive and how I'm living my life. And I'm like, that's exactly what God's talking about here. The Apostle Paul is talking about that very thing. This is what confidence we have. Why do we have this confidence? Because the Spirit has been put in us. God gave us this deposit. So again, we live by faith. Live by faith. We're living by faith because, number one, our body is temporary. We know that it's going to be destroyed one day. The Apostle Paul paints a very strong picture. He says, we all know this. We all know this. And he goes on to tell us that God had put a deposit in us when we responded to the calling he'd done on our lives. He gave us his Spirit. His Spirit gave us an increase of faith so that we can walk or live this life, this temporary life, by his Spirit, by the faith that he has given us. The other thing is this. And we're going to go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 because it continues to reveal to us even more so of this deposit that God has given us that makes our future so sure to us. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16, he says, we don't lose heart. We don't lose heart. The other thing is this. He says in 17 and 18, he says, for the light of our momentary troubles and are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. And we talked about chapter 4 a few weeks ago, but right here, kind of think about it for a moment. Think about your walk. He puts it in such a way right here that we already know. He says, everything else is temporary, that's seen. It's temporary. And so, here, he's already telling us that it's about our faith. Our faith is where we are right now, today, and every day thereafter. And for some of us, every day before. It's through our faith that we have been able to be strengthened because we're trusting in the Lord. This unseen future, the Spirit that has been deposited in us gives us such an increase in faith that we can't focus on. And here he's talking about all of the troubles and hard times that he was going through in chapter 4. But even for us, in those times and troubling times in our lives, I have my fair shake of them, I can tell you. But I have not focused on those things, but I have been trusting on the Lord. You see that deposit that he has given us? It leads us to this. It leads us to our goal. And our goal is for what? Our goal to praise him.
To worship him.
To worship him.
Seek him.
To seek after him.
Follow.
Listen to what it says here. Just listen to this. Ben, you keep going. But listen to this real quick. Look at what it says in verse 9. We're just going to read 9 and 10 together. So we make it our goal to please him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. And so our goal is to be pleasing to the Father. How many of you have prayed that before? Get on your face or in your prayer closet and you're crying out to the Lord, I just want to be pleasing in your sight in everything that I do. I want to please you, O Lord. Why is that? Well, because of the spirit that he put in us, that spirit, that deposit he put in us, while we're away from home, we desire to be pleasing because the spirit that is burning within us causes us to yearn to please the Father. Hey, those dads in this room, you know what it's like. When your kids do something awesome and, you know, man, it just makes you want to smile and you want to talk about it from no end, you know. Well, think about it, man. God just wants us to be obedient. Why? Because it pleases him. It pleases him. It makes him smile. It makes him jump for joy. Because when he looks down on his children and he sees that all they're doing is trusting in him, relying on him, man, let's just face it, everything is on him. And so he's smiling about it. He says, wow. It's just the symbolic thing is like us dads. When we see our kids not only do the things that we have taught them, but move on to even things beyond what we have taught them, but in a sense of obedience to the Lord. I'm going to put that in there because that is one of the things that I love to see out of my own children. And so, to please God, number one, when we get our heavenly bodies, that's all we're going to be doing is pleasing the Lord. That's it. What you said, praising him, worshiping him, we're going to be doing all of that. But here's the kicker. You see, when we get our heavenly bodies, we won't need the spirit anymore. We're going to be at home with the Lord. But while we are away from home, God says, I'm going to give you something to help you stay on the righteous path. I'm going to give you my spirit as a deposit because right now you have this temporary shelter that's decaying and it's going to go away. And so in order for you to stay obedient, I'm going to give you my spirit so that while you are in this earthly tent, you will be able to be pleasing in my sight. Because I am going to help you to be obedient. I'm going to help you with your faith because I am going to give you this awesome deposit. And because he gives us this awesome deposit and it causes us to be obedient, and there's a reason for that. We see that in verse 10 because no matter what, you go to the judgment seat of Christ where it doesn't matter, good or bad, you go before Christ. How does it say it? He says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. So you see, this faith that we have to live by, that we should be living by, that we should be desiring to live by, it's because, number one, this body is gonna go away. I don't keep this forever. And I will be honest with you, I'd be glad to get rid of this bad boy. I won't have to worry about being overweight. I won't have to worry about diabetes. Those are just the flesh things, you know. Be glad to get rid of this. I love it because God says that I know this already. I know this already. And also, he says, you know what? He says, because you know this already, you should already know the future that's sure already, because I've given you my spirit. Because you believed, I've given you my spirit. And because he's given me a spirit, he says, I should see the vision of a clear and present goal. And the goal is just to please God. No matter if I'm here in the flesh or I'm at home to be with the Lord, my goal is to please God. Can't say it any better than that. There's no way to fabricate that. That's just it. That's what we're here for. When we respond to the great calling God has in our life and we say, yes, Lord, I believe. I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you was raised on the third day. When we responded in that kind of way, God says, good. I'm going to give you something that's going to help you along the way. And wham, gave us his spirit. And because he gave us his spirit, he gives us an opportunity to live a life worthy of the calling. You've heard that scripture 1,000 times. Right here makes it very relevant. Why? Because he's given us the spirit so that we will be obedient to the very word, to the very understanding of the gospel that he has given us. Each and every one of you at whatever level God has you on. Because I know that it can be overwhelming if we are trying to walk in somebody else's shoes. Don't even try. Whatever God gives you an understanding of scripture, be obedient to that. I'm just going to add that in. Because if he hasn't given you an understanding of it, you will find that you will be failing miserably. Because now it's all about works and not about what God has given you an understanding of. So when he has given you an understanding of scripture, that is exactly what he wants you to be obedient to. So be obedient to that. Live the life that God has given you through faith. Because why? He has given you his Holy Spirit. Man, let's pray. Father, I thank you. I thank you because you thought of us, O Lord, the lowly sinner. And you came down, O Lord, and dwelt among us as the Son. And the Son being obedient unto you, O Lord God, dying that horrible death on the cross. Father, by his obedience, you even call us to be obedient. For the assurance that we know that because you have raised him from the grave, I can know that we also will be raised from the grave. Be given new bodies, O Lord. Heavenly bodies. Why? Because we want to spend an eternity with the King. Oh Lord, I thank you. I thank you for such a profound word that the gospel is, O Lord. I thank you that it brings us to a point, O Lord, of revelation in our own lives, each and every one of us individually. And in us as a corporate body.
Father, I pray that you will continue the very thing you have started in us because you have given us your Spirit. And that is to continually increase our faith and trust in you, O Lord, and continue to transform us by the renewing of that faith, O Lord, as you do so, even tonight. Because you have given us a clear understanding of the gospel, O Lord. You are doing that very work in us tonight. Father, we thank you for that. That you do not leave us alone. Because we do, as your people, as your children, want to be pleasing in your sight. We've all have said we want to hear those very words. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Lord God, we just want to be at home with you. So Lord, I thank you. I thank you so much, O Lord, for the gospel and what you are doing in us and how you are transforming us, O Lord, continuously because of the faith that we have and trust in you, O Lord. And it increases so much, O Lord, because of the Spirit you have given us because we believe. Father, as we move on and we go from this level or this stage in our lives to the next stage in our lives, oh Father, continue to reveal yourself to us. Continue to teach us your word, oh Lord, so that we can continuously be renewed and refreshed and revived and transformed daily, daily, oh Lord. Continue that work. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.
I'm sorry, bro.
Sorry.
Like, man, look at you like, man.